Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Seinfeld said that the movie business is over. O-V-E-R. He said that films don't occupy the same social and cultural significance that they once did.
Hard to argue with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Now, he's suggesting that depression, malaise, confusion, and disorientation have replaced the movies. I'm suggesting that people can't afford to go to the movies like they used to.
Well, he's been sounding off quite a bit lately, and he's also been talking about the woke culture and things that you can't do in comedy now and being funny. And, you know, what did he say a long time ago? He doesn't play college campuses anymore because he just doesn't want to deal with the bull crap. And guys like Seinfeld are interesting because he's 70 years old. In fact, he just had a birthday yesterday. I think was his 70th birthday. And he has there's nothing you're going to do to Jerry Seinfeld now that would keep him from speaking his mind. I mean, he's obviously rich beyond his wildest dreams. He has no desire that I'm aware of to be, you know, some sort of mainstream television actor again. And, you know, he does his comedy tour and goes around. He just does whatever he wants to do. He wants to go to the Mets games. He goes to the Mets games. You know, he lives the life that he wants to live. And so these people like Seinfeld are valuable because they have the freedom to say what's actually going on.
Yep. Now, you had mentioned how he's been railing against the woke ideology. And he says that this is the result of extreme left and PC crap.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly, and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expect it. There'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates like in skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
It's interesting that he's talking about comedy, and when you write a joke or a script and it goes through four or five different hands, committees, groups, by the time it's delivered, it's watered down, it's not funny, it's not instinctual anymore. The same thing could be said for politics and consultants.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And, you know, also you could extrapolate this out to like our business. Now, one of the reasons we do pretty well still here at this radio station is because our ownership largely leaves us alone. Obviously, we have rules and regulations like any company, but by radio standards, our ownership, and remember when we got bought, people were like, that's it for IBC. Mm-hmm. It's all over. Mm-hmm. We very rarely ever hear from our ownership, and they just say, go make us money and make our audience happy, and you go forth and prosper. But we've seen this in the radio business, what he's talking about, and you've seen it in the television business, what he's talking about, which is this is an entertainment business, and it involves a small group of people coming up with stuff that's funny, and you roll with it. And sometimes you strike out, and sometimes you hit a home run, and people remember the home runs way more than the strikeouts. And that was what Seinfeld was. It was him and Larry David writing funny stuff and four incredible, you know, actors, comedians, and then these little side characters like, you know, Newman and et cetera, that were just phenomenal. It was hilarious. It was funny. Everybody got poked fun at. Everybody was, it was equal opportunity offender, and it was great. Simpsons used to be that way. The first seven or eight seasons of The Simpsons, when it was Conan O'Brien and those guys writing for them, everybody they picked on everyone. Now they're apologizing for Apu, and he's 100% correct. I think the other thing too is, do you ever turn on your streaming apps and you're like, man, I just want to watch a movie, and then you get overwhelmed because there's so many choices at your disposal?
Yeah.
Pre-streaming service days, you had your DVDs or your VHS tapes. You had your collection. You had to pick within the collection. You could scan it. You could look, oh, I haven't seen Caddyshack for a while. Put that in and you go with it. Now you're always sitting, is there something better?
It could take a half an hour just to make a choice.
Am I missing something?
Mm-hmm.
Every time for the past couple weeks now, I've been plowing through the Americans TV series again. And every time I said, I'm like, I should really just watch a movie this time. And then I spent 3 minutes being totally overwhelmed. And I'm like, I'm just going to go finish the Americans.
Back
He's totally right. People have figured out they don't need Hollywood anymore.
They
don't need the movies.
Well, and part of it is also, comedy is self-deprecating. You have to be able to ridicule yourself and have that satire. And with the narcissism of the educated elite, they can't put themselves in that position. They don't want to make fun of themselves because they're better than everyone else.
And that, and you just hit the nail on the head, which is a big part of what we do here. I mean, it's like Hammer and I, when we get in a room together and we're, you know, making fun of each other, people like that because we know we actually have great respect for each other and we're best of friends. And but as a dude, as a guy, it's part of the club, right? Like you, if you're going to pick on other people, you got to be able to pick on yourself. And you're right. People are so sensitive now that you can't poke fun at anyone. You can't do anything that makes people chuckle. And everybody's just on pins and needles because they're worried who they're going to offend.
Right. They want to be liked, desperately need to be liked, like and follow. Okay, so another thing with Jerry Seinfeld is that some people are fearful for his health. He did an interview with Graham Benzinger, and it was an on-camera interview, and his head was shaking a little bit, and some people were concerned that he should see a doctor because it looked to be signs of Parkinson's. Now, Jerry Seinfeld has not said anything about that. This could just be some overzealous viewers, but during the interview, one thing that he talked about was his children, and he said that his children are the best show he's ever seen.
You just want to watch them live, and the entertainment value of watching them try to live is, you know, I don't watch all the shows that everybody watches. I don't find them interesting.
What do you watch?
I watch baseball, and I like to see what the kids are doing. The kids are very entertaining because they're, you know, they're primitive humans, and it's fun to watch. You know, like you can't not watch the turtles try to get to the waves. You know, the little blue turtles when they run down the beach, and some of them make it and some of them don't. Whenever that, you have to watch it. And so that's what kids are. You're just watching these turtles.
Spot on.
Yeah,
100%.
Saying that his kids are the best show.
Totally.
And I would agree with that. You'd probably say that as well with your kid. That's the best show.